I got a shayla from somebody about a different type of Eruv. Many years ago, probably about 30 years ago, maybe 35 years ago, I became aware of somebody living in the countryside who enjoyed walking, and I suspected they were not aware about the halakhos of Tchum Shabbos. You can't go beyond 2,000 amos of Shabbos. So I mentioned it to them. I completely forgotten about this. Last week, I get an email from someone in Israel. They're coming to England. They are staying in a bed and breakfast in order to visit a parent. The normal bread and breakfast that they normally go to is not available, and they're somewhere else. So the problem is, it's on the other side of a golf course, and it's quite a long way away, and the issue is what to do about it, to do with the Tchum Shabbos. The person is very good at computers and actually sent me a very nice map here with the golf course and all the individual houses and exactly where the person is staying. So this came up the shayla of the Inyan of Tchum Shabbos and the Inyan of Eruv Tchumin. Interesting that Eruv Tavshil and Eruv Tchumin have the same Rosh Tevus. My son asked me the other day, he was learning the halachas of Eruv Tavshilin, and he saw it said there, he said, you can only do the Eruv Tavshilin if you made an Eruv Tavshilin. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And I looked at it and I realized, and he realized that what happened is that it didn't say Eruv Tavshilin, it said Ayin Tov. You can only make an Eruv Tavshilin if you get there because you have made an Eruv Tavshilin. It said Ayin Tov, it wasn't the Mishnah mistake, it was the mistake of the printer. They expanded it into Eruv Tavshilin, because that's the subject, instead of Eruv Tchumin. This mistake, actually, of Eruv Tavshilin, Eruv Tchumin, is one I heard about a long time ago, because we know there's a very famous posuk, Ekev Asher, yes, all right, actually, you're there already, Ekev Asher, Shoma Avram Bukoli, Vaish Mishbarati, Mitzvosai, Bukosai, Mitzvosai. And on this, Robert says, Kiem Avram Avinu Afilu Eruv Tavshilin, even if Eruv Tavshilin, Shenema Soroisai, Achas Torah Shebiksav, Achas Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah to me brings that the Nusach and the Shas Kisve Yad is Achas Divrei Torah, but Achas Divrei Sofrim. And that's a more correct Girsa. Because Eruv Tavshilin is B'Divrei Sofrim, as the Gemara says in Be'er. And then he says, Sam Magia, rather than Eruv Tavshilin, you should say Eruv Tchumin. They say because the drosh is on the pasuk Ekev Asher Shama Avraham B'Koli. Now, one of the ways of making Eruv Tchumin is by physically being there.
Yeah.
You can, so it's to do with the Ekev, to do with the heel, to do with walking, and also because it's an issa of walking, it's an Eruv Tchumin. But he says, however, the Nusach is more likely to correct Eruv Tavshilin because the issa of Eruv Tchumin, according to Rav Poskim, is derisive. Interesting, he says that. He says it's derisive. We'll come to that later, whether it's derisive or not. And therefore, it doesn't fit in with that. It's trying to say both those which are in the Torah and also those which are Drabonah. So I was thrown into this shayla, not of Eruv Tavshilin, but Eruv Tchumin, but at the same time. So I'm not a boki b'chlal on Eruv Tchumin, but it's been a learning curve for me, and I'll share with you what I've come across. So we all know that it's awesome to walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos. Is this min haTorah, min haRabbanan? Rabbi Akiva, in various places, the Gemara says it's min haTorah. The general pesach halacha is that walking 2,000 amos is min haRabbanan. To walk more than 2,000 amos is only min haRabbanan. Nachkamina would be that a person is in a place called a Rias, they've got no facilities to be excused. Other than beyond 2,000 amos, they will be allowed to go because Rupasman is min haRabbanan. Now, what about Yud Beis Mil? That was the share of the Machne Israel, that's 24,000 amos, which is about 8-9 miles or so. So the Rambam paskins from the Yushalmi that it's min haTorah. The Shaila, how do we pass the halacha lemaisa? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are choshev. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, do you know the giant causeway in Ireland? You've got all these granite columns. Now imagine you've got a giant causeway that goes along 12 mil. Right? You're walking along the giant causeway on Shabbos. You're walking along. You go on beyond your tchum, and then you get off down to the ground. Now, there's a shayla in Gemara when there is tchumim lemala mi'asori. It's a tchumim apply about asori. It remains a sofit to the halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam says that if it's a shayla of after just going beyond the tchum drabon at 2,000 amos, you can be mekil, and once you've landed down on the ground, then you can still walk. But if it's beyond 12 mil, it's a soft derisa. You have to be machmir, and therefore once you get there, you have to stay put. Another nafkamina is the gabe, the shayla, if you don't have a shofar or Rosh Hashanah, Can you ask a guy to bring a shofar from beyond Yud Beis Mil? So the Mishnah is machmir on this because it says because since it's a deraisa, then you're asking a guy to do a deraisa, and it's a shvus. It's not a shvus to shvus. It's one shvus. It's one is rabbanon of Amir al-Lakr instead of two shvus. You wouldn't be allowed. So that's where there's enough kamila on this. For those who know the Chayyim, we recently had a reference to Eved Chumim. Anyone remember when we have a reference to Eved Chumim? Quite recently. The Gemara speaks about what mitzvahs you tell a ger, and he says you tell him halos and chamoyos, and one of them says you tell him erev tchumim, and the Maharshal says because the erev tchumim is a bit kala. First, because it's even if erev tchumim is deraisa, there's no full malchus for it, so it's not fully fleshed malacha, and also because it's something which is very hard to understand. People understand it's something you don't actually do anything. You walk from A to B. There's nothing more than that. You walk from A to B. Like Tosa says, even hotzah is a malacha kala. People see it as a kala because you don't change the object. This is even more kala because you're just walking and there's nothing. You're not carrying it. You're just walking. Interesting. The erev tchumim also applies to people's objects, which means you have a situation like this. If I borrow something from you, I can't take it beyond your tchum. So you have a situation where you've got people in a bungalow colony. This was a child that was asked in America. People in a bungalow colony. Someone's there, and someone else is there. Now, they have an overlap in their 2,000 amas in the middle. So they can go and meet each other and have a picnic. But when they finish the picnic, they want to take home everything. So I've got more sausages than I need. I'll give you the sausages, and you've got more plates, and I'll take your plates. They can't do that. Why? Because those sausages were Konya Shvisa in my place over there. And the plates were Konya Shvisa in your place over there. And although we overlap, if I take the sausages back that way, and the plates back that way, they're going outside their tchum, because the actual object is Konya Shvisa. There's a Gemara in Be'er. But what happens if you've mixed ingredients into bread with different things, different ingredients with coming from different areas, what the halakh is about bittul and so on. So it's a quite interesting concept, this idea that your hafotzim have also got to be Konya Shvisa, and that you yourself, just the very act that you're going, in itself, is awesome. Okay. So we mentioned that the Rambam paskens that it's mina Torah, Yud Beis Mil, but we've certainly just 2,000 amos is an issue to Rabban. Now,
2,000 amos.
Okay. So that's a very important point. So we're talking about here. You imagine you're out in the countryside. As indeed, for the last 8 or 9 years, I've gone the same place. We've gone the same place in the countryside, and it's just a house on its own. A town counts as 6 houses. So then you get a different area. But a house on its own, you have a problem. We have on Shabbos, it gets a bit boring. We can't walk too far. We know exactly now on the map how far we can go. You can go this way and that way and so on. You can't go more than 2,000 numbers. Now, how far is 2,000 numbers? We will get to what happens if it's in a town in a minute. But how far is 2,000 numbers? So we know this is machlokes. Various days about this. Rav Chaim Noah held that one amma is 48 centimeters. You can see this on the table below the first diagram. Nigros Moshe has a bigger share and Chassis a bigger share. Now, according to these different shirim, the 2,000 amos share comes out somewhere between 960 meters and 1,160 meters. The person who sent me the Shiloh obviously has been to this before and said that their Rav prefers a measurement of less than that, of 913 meters. So there's another share that's even less than this. But Rabbi Grossberger told me that he doesn't know why we have to mark it for that. The standard thing you take on would be Rabbi Chaim Noah's share, which here is a kumra. Although we're starting with Machmir, the share chazanish, for example, someone pointed out to me that the banister at the top of my stairs is only about 90 centimetres high, and according to the chazanish, it would be 100 centimetres high. So there, it's a kumra to go up the chazanish and to make it 100 centimetres high. So I've added on something to it temporarily for the moment. But when it comes to tchumim, you can't go beyond 2,000 amos. There, the chumra is to take the smaller shear. So we are machmir about this, and we take the smaller shear. Now, you'll see in diagram number one is a picture of where the person is staying and where the parent is staying. The person is staying at the end of the line on the right, just next to that road there, Dog Kennel Lane, and the parent is staying On the other side of the golf course, in between there with the tree, there's this golf course. You can see the straight lines between the trees. Those are the golf ranges. On the left side, that is where the parents are staying. Now, the distance between you can see on the map, we measured it. Google Maps allows you to measure this. It's very easy nowadays. Has a distance of 1,075 meters, which is somewhere between the Shirin. It's just within Huncha Moshe, and certainly within Huncha Chazanish, and Huncha Rav Chaim Noshir, it's beyond the Shirin. So it's too far Huncha Rav Chaim Noshir. We're not Huncha Rav Chaim Noshir. Their houses where?
Golf course.
On the left hand side?
You can measure
right. Right, I measured right across. Okay, right, okay. Now, that you're right on that, but the halacha is, if you come from outside the town, when your 2,000 amos stop, you stop there. Even though it's in the town, you can't go beyond. There is a halacha that if you've got the town, which is completely within your 2,000 amos, imagine you're going across and there's a new build somewhere there, there's half a mile across, something like that, and it's all within your tchum, then it only counts as 4 amos. I think that is the halacha that only counts 4 amos. But if you come at your tchum ends in a town, even if in the middle of a house, you can only go as far as it goes. And that's, we'll see that it's relevant for something that I'm going to come on to now.
You measure tools, right?
Presumably, you can't
walk across the golf course. You can't walk across the golf course. That's the problem. So, according to the moment, it looks like she cannot walk across the golf course. That is the problem. According to Chazanish, she could. According to Rabbanan, she cannot walk across the golf course. If it's built up all the way around, then you can do that. If it's built up, but to walk across the golf course, you can't. And it's also clear that it is built up if you can see the larger map. Because if you look at the map, picture number 6 at the bottom, you can see largely it isn't built up around the sides. So it may not necessarily help you then. So now we come to the question that Mr. Mankoff brought up, that there's one thing where you're on your own, what happens if you're in a town? So if you look at diagram number 2, so the city area is in red, it's an oval shape. So what you do is you square off the city. And you square off in the direction of the compass, north, south, east, and west. Unless the city's got a clearly defined square shape, then you use the square shape of the city. But if the city is not, then you do a north, south, east, west squaring off. And then you do 2,000 amos in each direction and square off again. So that means you gain the corners. So if you look, you can see that you could, in a certain direction, a diagonal, you could go up to 2,800 amas. You could go further than the 2,000 amas. And that is if you're in a city. Now, what I thought was the following. If you look at diagram number 3, which is the left-hand side of the golf course, you can see there's a street there that borders on the golf course, and it goes round in a curve. Now there is a halacha of a city which is made like a bow, Irsh also kekeshes. And the halacha is like this. If you look at diagram number 4, here you have a city that's shaped, this is shaped like a kekesh, or shaped like a bow. If the distance between the two ends of the city, that's the bottom of the picture, is more than 4,000 amas, then you start measuring your tchum from the actual houses in the city, which is at the top of the diagram number 4, the top. You go 2,000 amas from there. But if it's less than 4,000 amas, then you consider the city as if it's full. So that's diagram number 5. You look at it as if there's houses there, even though there are no houses there. You start your tchum from the line drawn across from the two ends of the bow, called the yeser. That's the string of the bow. So you would start your tchum from there, from drawing a line across, an imaginary line from the two ends of the bow, imagining as if the whole area within that bow is filled with houses. Now, if you look at diagram 3, so this is what I thought. You could draw a line across from the end of the houses at the top and end of the house at the bottom, which if you look at diagram 6, you'll see I've drawn it in there. It's not quite straight, the line, but the line goes across there. Now, if you measure your 2,000 amas from where the person is staying, it comes to 864 meters. You can see that there. It's now you've reduced it to less than 2,000 amas. So I thought, okay, we're okay. I went to Dein Heimlich with this question, and he said, it's okay, but it depends where you are when Shabbos comes in. So that helps you. If you're in the left-hand place, the parents' place, when Shabbos comes in, then that's your town. And your town now is extended to where that line is, and you can then walk 2,000 amos. So you can get from there to the bed and breakfast on the other side of the golf course. But if you're staying at the bed and breakfast, you can't. It doesn't help you, because once you go your 2,000 amos, even though you've gone within to the area that now counts as the city because of this imaginary line, we said before that where you get to the end of it, you have to stop. So it doesn't help her, and she wasn't able to do that. She had to be at the place where she's staying, and not at the other place. Okay, so that did not help. So then the eighth is to do an Erev Tchumim. And if you look at diagram 7, you can see a jar of peanut butter there. That's because although Erev Tashirin has to be bread, Erev Chatzeres has to be bread, and Erev Tashirin shouldn't have to have bread as well. But Erev Tchumim doesn't have to be bread. It could be something, it can either be bread or something which is also lafis, something which is used to accompany bread, to spread on the bread, to have with bread. So therefore you can use jam or peanut butter or something like that. And even if you're allergic to it, you can, because the Mishnah says that it doesn't have to be right for you. So a nazir can use yayin, even though you can't have it himself. So what this picture here shows you is that you have a small town, diagram number 7, but the person wants to go more than 2,000 amos from where they are. So what they can do, so they take the peanut butter, and they put it within 2,000 amos of the end of the town, and then they shift that whole area over in that direction. So now they lose going in the left direction, going westwards. They can't do that anymore, but now they can go further. Now he's drawn it here. This is from Rav in America. He's drawn it here. It's from Shira, and I just copied the picture here with a dotted circle all the way around. In fact, you have a square, not a circle. I suspect the reason why I made a circle is because since we mentioned that the square has to be in the direction of the compass, not everyone will realize which way it should be. And therefore, if you make it a circle, 2,000 numbers, you're safe. But in fact, you have a square, 2,000 numbers. Now, in diagram 8, you see what happens if the person doesn't want to go up to 4,000 amos in the other direction. They want to go just 2,500. So as long as they put their peanut butter 500 amos away from the town, they've now got, they shift their tchum over by 500 amos in the right-hand direction, and it should be enough for them that they can now go over to where they need to get to. So it could be anywhere between the 500 amos and the 2,000 amos. Anywhere between those that would be valid. The area of tchum would be valid to allow them to go where they want to. Now, when I asked Dan Heimlich about the question, he asked me, is the golf course flat? Because the problem is that if it's not flat, then you extend the distance. There's a Mishnah about how you measure exactly. A measure is called koidrin, that the two people stand there, one person holds the rope at his heart, at the height of his heart, and the other person holds it at the height of his feet, and they make it. You go up the hill, making the rope horizontal rather than. There's a sefer called Kiryas Ariel, which I wasn't aware of, by Saruman, called Rabbi Ephraim Ariel Buchwald from Eretz Israel, and in this he says that that if you don't know how much of an incline there is, you could get as up to 7% variation. So therefore, you should have to reduce your 2,000 amos to 1,860 amos in order to account for that. But I checked up with the person, and the golf course is flat, so you don't have to really worry about that. That's okay. Now, so you said have an ace of making an Erev. Now, one question is, do you make a bracha on the Erev? I heard different opinions from different rabbis about this. Because according to the Chazon Ish, you don't need this Erev at all. Because according to the Chazon Ish, you're well within your 2,000 amos, so you don't need this Erev at all, so you shouldn't make a bracha on it. So one rabbi said to me, no, it's okay, you can make a bracha, because you can use the Erev. I think what he's saying is you can use the Erev anywhere. But other rabbis said to me, no, he said, you can't make a bracha, because you can only make an Erev Tashil in a Seraph Mitzvah. You can't just stomach an Erev Tchumim. So you can only make an Erev Tchumim in a Seraph Mitzvah. So to go and visit your parent, that's certainly a mitzvah. You can do that to go down with the minion. To go to be Matayel for Onik Shabbos is also considered a mitzvah. It's also a kosher. But certainly, to visit a parent, it's a mitzvah. You can do it for a mitzvah. But since you can only do it for a mitzvah, the person can't just say, well, I'm in Erev here, and if I don't need a Kotah Chazanish, it's still a valid Erev because I can do it to go somewhere else. No, because you've got no mitzvah reason to go somewhere else. So this, so therefore, we said you should not make a bracha on it.
It's Latayel, that's Latayel now.
Sorry?
To go for a walk is a mitzvah, you said.
Right, I suppose if you'd have to sort of manufacture to go beyond there, you want to go beyond there to be metallic, so you could do that, I suppose. But I don't think it's so posh of this thing about time. Now, I wanted when I was measuring it. If you look at diagram number 10, you can see you've got two houses, and these two houses are a distance of 30 meters apart. Now, there is a halacha of a karfa. Each house, if you have one house, another house near it, and then another house near it, what does that count as a town or not? You need six houses. What counts as a town? So the halacha is, if you have 70 amas and two-thirds between one house and the next, they join together, and then you have another house beyond it, another house beyond it, and you get a whole little yishuv of six houses. That's 70 amas and shirai, 70 and two-thirds amas. If you have a town, which six houses already joined it this way, and you have another town, if they are within double that distance from each other, then they count as a town. Now, this becomes very relevant because of motorways. The distance of 141 amas is, according to Rav Noah, 67 meters. Now, if you measure across the motorways are about 40, 50 meters across. Mm. So, if you look at the separate picture, there's a picture of, it says Tesco Superstore in the middle. Oh. I'm not advertising here, but that's what it says. It's a picture of Prestwich and Whitefield. Now, if you look at the motorway it goes across, because this motorway is wide, even if it's, there's a different opinion about exactly how wide it is, then it's probably too wide to count. It could be there's one place where it's not, it's sufficiently narrow that it doesn't count, but if it's too wide to count, what it does in effect, it splits Manchester with Prestwich from Whitefield into two different cities. And you can get this often. You have something which is, looks like a massive city, but in fact, you could have an area, for example, you could have an industrial zone, which is not doesn't count because it's not Nadira, people not living there, and it can split two areas into two different parts of a city into two different areas because it's got nothing to do with the municipality or anything like that. It's shine about whether Eruv helps. It could be that Eruv helps. And even if you hold that the Eruv doesn't work for Gavi or Machmir because of various reasons, it could be that the Eruv still helps because you've got Tzuras and Pesach, it would still help for Gavi Tchumin, so that's also a reason. There's a lot of machlokes about these sorts of minyanim. But what you have here is you have Manchester and Whitefield being separated into two places by the motorway, which means if you want to walk to Whitefield, to the Jewish neighbourhood, once you get to the motorway, you've finished your town, and then your 2,000 amas should start. And then, by the time you want to get to Ringley Road, to where the Jewish community is, you're beyond the 2,000 amas. So you should not be able to walk to Whitefield, but you can. And the reason why you can is because there is the halacha of Ribua here we mentioned before, you square off the city. So if you look on the right-hand side, where it says untitled place mark, that was my starting point. Assuming these are not accurate, but assuming that's the northernmost point of the built-up area of this area of Manchester. So you make your square, and it goes across, and then it goes down, and that's all your square, squared off Manchester. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Whitefield. So if you take the extreme southern post, near where it says the Tesco Superstore, where it says the T of Tesco, above that, as we're looking about there, that was about where the built-up area of Whitefield finishes, the most southerly point. So you make a square from there, and these two squares overlap. Since these squares overlap, that makes Manchester and Whitefield all into one town.
Which picture? Which picture?
Big one, this one here.
It's the big one. Did you may not have got it. That I only made 10 copies. I've seen it already. So that makes Manchester and Whitefield all into one big town. So what I wanted to do,
drop in here a bit.
I wanted to be clever and say the following. If you look at diagram 9, I wanted to say that if you look at London, you can see the grey is the built-up area, and the green is the non-built-up area. I want to say, if you look at London, you've got a lot of built-up area going right the way across about 40 miles or something of built-up area. Mm-hmm. So I want to say, you make a massive square all the way around London, And then anything within that's okay.
Yeah.
So the person there in the northwest sort of area of London, it's a sort of countryside, but it's all within that square. And the answer is that's a mistake, because if a particular area, although it's within the square, is more than 2,000 umbels, or maybe 2,000 or 4,000 umbels away from any other area, it's no good. And that's where you get shiders. For example, I know my daughter and son-in-law live in Boreham Wood, and the Rosh Kodal, he walks across from Edgeworth to Boreham Wood, and there's certain routes that you can't go. The Machlokes is about this, whether it is a problem, it's not a problem. And one of the Machlokes is the following. That you, what happens in the, I don't know, can you see, is this big enough to see?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have here you have a city, this the oval's the cities. You have two cities. If you square off this city here is within the square of this one. In this picture here, the squares overlap, but there's no built-up area in between. And this Sefer Kiryas Ariel, he says that you find, he says, nowadays many poskim have published that you can use this, that you can combine the squares of the cities to make them into one big city. By that, you can make massive cities, Oldham, etc., all these things can, you know, all be joined together. But he says that's not correct. He holds that's not correct. He says in this case here, where the square of the city goes into the built-up area of the other city, it's a sophic. So he said you would make an area, you would make an area to come in this case, but without a brocha. But others hold this is okay. Another issue is, do you measure from the edge of the house or the edge of the garden? And that makes a major difference. When I was looking at that curve-shaped city, a street, if you use the gardens, you can go much, much further than if you just use the houses. And that these are some of the issues which come up in this. But in fact, it came out that this person does have to make a name to come, but should do so without a brocha. Just the last minute, I'll finish off where I started. We started with this, the chazala, the Avraham Avinu kept. Even Eruv Tavshin or Eruv Tchumim. So according to the Pshat, this Eruv Tchumim, we understand why he Eruv Tchumim, because it's a mitzvah drabona, a kala. It's a light mitzvah, it doesn't seem there's anything to it. He's just walking, and even so he kept that. If it's Eruv Tavshin, I heard an explanation many years ago, I can't remember from whom, that why Dafka Eruv Tavshin? He says, because Yontov, when you prepare for Yontov to Shabbos, you're preparing from a Kedusha of Yontov to Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tov have different Kedushas. Why? Because Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima. Hashem made Shabbos on the particular day, and it's like that, it's fixed like that. Whereas Yom Tov is Tolei on the basis of Kaddish. That's why we Kaddish Yisrael V'Hasmanim. However, Avraham Avinu, he kept all the Torah, but gave the Ein HaMetzuvah for Oyser. He didn't have to keep the Torah. So even when he kept Shabbos, he was keeping it by his own decision to do so. So therefore, as far as Avraham was concerned, Shabbos was also like Yom Tov. It came through the Kedusha of Adam that he himself decided to do so. So therefore, there's no apparent difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, that would, l'chor, mean that you don't have to, there's no problem cooking for Yom Tov to Shabbos without making the Eretz Tavshilin. And that's why the Gemara says that Avraham kept even to Eretz Tavshilin. Thank you very much.
Rabbi Heiman.